I'm Marco Werman with The World. This has been a terrible week for people in Mexico City, and I mean everybody. That's because the city is experiencing the worst air pollution in over a decade. The World's Monica Campbell is there. Monica, you live in Mexico City. When you look out across the city, what are you seeing?
You know, it looks like it's going to rain, but it's not. And so it's this sort of heavy, jaundiced yellow hanging over the city. I mean, it looks like it should be about to pour, but it's just this heavy smog. People here call it cream, the nata. You know, when you come in above in a plane into Mexico City, sometimes you're just like, what am I doing? Like, you can just feel the dust in your body. And my nose is, I don't know if you can even hear it, but it's
yeah, you sound stuffed up.
I sound congested. There's a cough. And you hear it all over the city. Everyone's got that rattle.
I gather city officials have been giving out all kinds of advice on how people should deal with this problem.
On the official level, there have been, you know, directives to schools to not have kids play outdoors. So you basically have a lot of people staying indoors. The authorities here ordered 2 out of every 5 private vehicles to stay off the road as long as the city's ozone layer is measuring at emergency levels. The city's also ordered industrial plants to reduce their emissions considerably. Trucks, you know, you have these big trucks that come into the city. They're being barred from entering the city, so you have big backups. It's kind of a mess.
You know, recently you and I had been talking about the last time I was in Mexico City, 97 or 98, and how I had real trouble breathing with the pollution at that time. And you said, oh, yeah, everyone knows those were really bad years for pollution. I mean, it sounds like people in Mexico City just have this kind of folklore around air pollution.
Yeah, people have lived through this before. I mean, they know the battle days, you know, in the early 90s when Mexico City was considered one of the most polluted cities in the world. The feeling is that Mexico City had sort of nipped this in the bud by changing the rules when it came to when cars could circulate, by upgrading its bus system and working with industry to reduce emissions. But now we're starting to see that this is a car culture. This is a city that depends heavily on cars. Mm. And at the same time, you've had massive amounts of cash put into building bigger highways here. It's also a country that produces a lot of cars. So are you really going to have a country trying to discourage people from buying cars when it is one of the more thriving parts of the economy? So there are a lot of two minds about this, but sure, it's something people live with. And the real problem is that you have high asthma levels if your kids have respiratory problems. You know, this is not, in the long term, a great place to be if you're having that type of issue.
What about the volcano? Is that affecting anything?
Right, the beloved Popo volcano. Yeah, it's been spewing its smoke, but in a way, when you're able to see the volcano, when you're able to see the mountains around Mexico City, it's a good day, right?
Right?
I mean, that's sort of how your average Mexican feels good about living in Mexico City is when they can go, oh, wow, look at the mountains. You know, you can see Popo. I mean, so what if it's spewing some smoke? It's beautiful to see, and you know you could actually see that far. I mean, right now there is no way you're going to be able to see Popo or the mountains that ring Mexico City today. I mean, I can see a couple of the skyscrapers, but beyond that, nothing. It's a good day when you can see the volcano.
The World's Monica Campbell in Mexico City, a city that is struggling with air quality. Thank you and stay healthy.
Thanks, Marco.